down. Welcome. It's Matt and Caroline's official podcast.
To me, to you.
To you. To me.
To you.
To you. This is Matt and Caroline, and we are on Kiss 101, but right now we're on your headphones of your personal stereo thing, because it's the Matt and Caroline podcast,
yes!
Episode 3. Yes, a third one.
We are in your brain.
Yeah, it's another fun-packed installment of behind-the-scenes stuff from Kiss Breakfast. When you say behind-the-scenes stuff, it makes it sound much bigger than it really
is. Yeah, because if it came behind our scenes, you'd just kind of see some chairs. And some walls and a big map.
And also over here we have, in this part of the studio, something you might not see. This is behind the scenes. A massive recycling bin.
Yes.
Which is where you put papers and stuff to recycle.
And it's always overflowing, yeah, because nobody ever bothers to empty
it. It's not been emptied in years.
We have the most inefficient cleaning staff.
I have here. This is the Today newspaper. Do you remember the Today newspaper?
Oh my God, isn't that accent like 1983 or something?
Yes, it was. And that's how old it is.
Great.
We've only been on air 2 years, but that's how old the recycling
that's how old
bin is.
It really is. I just brought in an old one that was already full.
Who needs it? Listen, on today's behind the scenes look at what's going on Kiss Breakfast, the Matt and Caroline podcast, we've got stuff from me, from Caroline, and from Amy. But the big question is, Ms. Caroline Cook, what the blimmin' heck are we starting with today?
Okay, we're kicking off with something that, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, could have happened a few weeks ago, Pamela Anderson, for no apparent reason at all, coming into the Australian Big Brother house. Well, there is one reason, money. And we also discovered that in Australia, Big Brother is the scariest psycho jigsaw killer style man ever.
For some bizarre reason, Pamela Anderson has chosen to go into the Australian Big Brother house. Although I've actually thought I might know why.
Money.
Partly money,
yeah.
But partly... Big Brother in Australia, it's a really dull format of Big Brother because it's a family show. They show it after Neighbours. It's on at like 7 o'clock in the evening. Mm. So all the good stuff in this country, you wouldn't get that in Australia because everything is very family orientated.
Pointless.
Yeah, it's just rubbish. But anyway, Pamela Anderson went into the Big Brother house, got a clip of her here in the diary room yesterday, entering the house. Now, if you've never seen or heard of Big Brother Australia, which is quite likely, be prepared for the Australian Big Brother. He's... How can we say?
Sounds like a psycho chainsaw killer.
That's lovely, yes.
Welcome to Australia and welcome to the Big Brother house. Ms. Anderson.
Hi.
Or may I call you Pamela?
Yes.
Pamela.
Pamela.
Before entering the Big Brother house, there are some things you need to know.
What?
You are about to come face to face with a group of people who have been cut off from the outside world for 73 days.
Cool.
There is a fair chance they may collapse from excitement when they see you.
They love anything, the Australians, won't they?
What's
Big Brother has watched you reviving distressed bathers on Baywatch before. Have you retained your life-saving skills?
Sounding pervy now.
Of course.
Very good. Pamela, are you ready to enter the Big Brother house?
Yes.
Thank you, Pamela. And just one more thing.
What?
Love your dress.
Thank you.
Big Brother will get back to you shortly.
I am lost for words.
I love your dress, which is why I must take your torso and stick it in a jar.
It's the Matt and Caroline podcast, episode number 2. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to burst into Richard Mayley again. Welcome back.
We actually can't stop doing that now.
You can't. We're celebrating the last ever series of Rich and Judy on Channel 4 by doing a Richard Mayley special. Welcome back. Welcome back. Judy, stop talking, Judy. It's my turn to talk. My turn to talk, Judy.
More about that later.
Right now, though, it's the Kiss Breakfast podcast. Earlier this week, you remember this, Caroline Cook. I was talking about soaps, as I often do. I don't know why, because Caroline doesn't understand a word I'm saying. She doesn't watch any of them.
He could tell me anything. I would believe that storyline did, in fact, happen. Mm. You know, aliens landed in the middle of Coronation Street. I'd be like, yeah, fine. Yeah. Okay, no problem.
There was a story in the papers last week about Doctor Who and how a telephone number had appeared on, I think it was Martha's phone, and it was for the Doctor, so she could get in touch with David Tennant, right?
Right.
And 2,500 people in real human being life have tried to ring that number just in case David Tennant answered during the show.
Oh my God. You wouldn't think people that sad existed, but They do.
They do. So earlier this week on the show, I tried to ring Steve McDonald's taxi firm in Coronation Street because I just happened to know the number, 715-1515. I know the number because it's on all their taxis, and you don't get through. You don't get through to the doctor. But I've seen on Corrie again, and I was watching it just yesterday, and there was another number, and it's Kevin Webster. No, Bill Webster. Kevin's dad. Yeah, Bill Webster runs a building firm with Jason, right? Bill and Jason, they're
Bill
builders.
Bill the builder.
That's right, Bill's a builder. So there was a number on the van, and I actually wrote it down. I have it on my phone here.
Right.
I've saved it, and I thought we'd try that on the podcast.
Okay.
Because we've had no luck with the doctor. We've had no luck with Steve McDonald.
No. Yeah.
So maybe we'll get through to Webster's Builders. Here we are on my phone. Webster's Builders. I've even saved
See,
it.
See, he might be placed to hear from us, because apparently with the credit crunch, you know, most handymen are really struggling right now.
Exactly.
We could suggest he come and put some new skirting boards in our collective Kiss 101 living room.
I actually do need new skirting boards.
Do you?
I do. So
do you?
I'm hoping that if there's an answer, we'll be able to get a discounted rate for giving Corrie a plug. Look.
Brilliant.
So let's see. This is Bill Webster's number that's on his van.
Okay.
The number you have dialed has not been recognised.
No
Please
skirting boards
and
for
try
you.
Try again.
Unbelievable. Funny thing is, it says on the screen, right, I've just dialed, unallocated number, but it still says Manchester area, Greater Manchester. So at least they've got the code right. So there you go. 01614962281. It's Bill Webster, and if he's not getting any business, that's why no one can get through.
I wouldn't have thought that there were that many unused numbers. You'd think that, you know, providing you had the right number of numbers, something would get through.
This is it. Remember a few years back when the London codes changed, Bristol and Cardiff changed their codes. They all had to change because there weren't enough numbers.
Yeah.
It's because the soaps have taken them all for made-up numbers.
That's it. Selfish, greedy
If only we could go back in time and go back to the old 3-4-digit numbers. I remember at school I had a friend whose number was like 748. That was his
really?
Number. That was his telephone number. It was like literally a 3-digit number.
When did you go to school? Like in the 1750s?
Yeah. I'm showing a bit of age here. I am indeed 212 this year.
You're looking well.
Let's move on to another highlight clip from the last 7 days of Kiss Breakfast.
Okay. Well, it's funny you talk about going back into the past or into the future, because as we know, Back to the Future is probably your favourite film in the entire world.
Best film ever.
And you do have a very eclectic film taste. You know, it's the fast span of Back to the Future 1 all the way to Back to the Future 2.
And 3.
Three, not so much, though, you said. Not so good.
True.
You prefer the hover cars and the hoverboards.
One and two,
and stuff.
Much better than three.
And as we know, you go to the cinema almost never. So I spend a lot of my time trying to explain films to both you and Ms. Garner. And I have to be quite patient. It takes a long time. The Dark Knight is coming out soon. Long awaited, very exciting. Partly because it's going to be a posthumous performance by Heath Ledger from Beyond the Grave.
This is the film.
Joker.
He died when he was filming it.
Yeah, very,
never
very
got
sad.
To watch it.
No.
I know, that's really sad, isn't it?
Had he filmed all of his bits in the movie?
Yeah. I think there are a few left, but they managed to put them in with CGI.
Uh-huh.
Like when they did Gladiator, and they put in... who's the guy who died in that?
John Anderson.
No. Isn't he...
What?
Oh! I see what you've done there, yes. That's very good, yeah.
Wasn't being funny. I don't understand.
No, Gladiator, the film, the big epic blockbuster. Real Hellraiser, Oliver Reed. He died, and they had to put in...
did he?
Yeah, they had to sort of, like, kind of CGI little bits of that.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was dead. That's
yeah, he's dead. Well,
died
he was
10 years
a
ago.
Real hardcore drinker. Oh. He did kind of drink himself to death a little bit. But anyway, obviously, yes, very excited about that. Heath Ledger being the Joker will be amazing. But Christian Bale has said that if they decide to put Robin in the next one, he's off. That's it. No more. He won't do any more, because he said, like, it will ruin it.
Robin, who did With Every Heartbeat?
Oh, God. Never mind.
Oh, it's a Batman.
Anyone who actually watched this film.
It's a
ever.
Batman film, isn't
yeah,
it?
That's
Sorry.
It. Yes, yes.
Is Robin not in any of them?
No. Because obviously the last lot, they did Batman Forever, which was quite good, and then Batman and Robin, which was horrific, and it just ruined everything. So this is a completely different director, but you know, and it's a lot cooler, I think, these films. Like, it's a lot darker.
It's very dark.
Christian Bale's a very sexy Batman as well. So quite rightly, I think, because Robin just makes it a bit too camp, I think,
Is Jack Nicholson the Joker?
No, that was the last lot of movies.
I don't know.
That was the very first one in about 1989. So
I don't know.
Maybe start with that one and you can work your way along. Yeah.
Why are there so many Batman movies, and why are they all made by different people?
Well, no, the first lot was Tim Burton.
Yeah.
And then this lot is a different director.
Does it follow on from the story of Tim Burton's ones?
No, they're completely different. It's like how there are two different Hulks.
So the very first one, the one with Jack Nicholson and stuff, from like late 80s or whatever, that was one. And then the one with Batman and Robin and Batman Forever, they were the same.
They're the same director.
Oh, I didn't realise that. I thought they were different people.
I don't think so.
Because wasn't it played played by someone different in all of them?
Oh, yeah. We had Michael Keaton.
That's right.
Val Kilmer.
That's all I've seen.
And George Clooney did all the Batmans. Yeah,
I don't understand, because Batman always comes with Robin, and why is Robin not in it?
Because it is a bit like silly, though, isn't it? It's got a very silly costume.
Robin.
Yeah, but he's an integral part of the original TV show. It seems weird, but that's because the movie that featured Robin was awful.
But
so.
Was he in the original comic strip?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure it was always Batman.
I think because the original comic strip was quite dark. It wasn't like the TV show was really, really camp, and the original stuff was not like that, I don't think. So, yeah. There was no kapow or kasplat in the same way.
Oh, that was brilliant. Yeah.
Amy, high five for cheesy camp shows.
Bring back Robin!
Come on,
so,
Robin.
Just to clarify, your favourite was a show in the 1950s. Great.
Holy hole in a donut!
To the Batmobile.
We were just discussing who Oliver Reed was, and Amy said, is that the one who was Bill Gates in Oliver? That would be Bill Sykes. Yeah.
Bill Gates. Oliver Reed, Bill Gates.
He does lining computers on the side. Yeah. That was just genius.
I'm ill. I'm allowed to be stupid.
Illness doesn't usually cause the stupidness.
If you were in radio, I think you'd be in care.
Thanks.
You'd be looked after.
Watching Batman and Robin from the 50s.
Dribbling rice pudding down yourselves.
Before we continue with Matt and Caroline's podcast, it's time for a musical interlude. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Rock Carol, sing along, yeah. But the very next day, you gave it away. This year, you saved me from tears. I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave at a time. Only allowed to play 30 seconds of music on podcasts, apparently.
There you go.
We're getting festive because there's less than 6 months to go. Yes. And you know what it's like with me in Christmas. Yeah.
Obsessed to the point of lunacy?
Hell, I love Christmas so much. And this year, I'm so excited. Santa, I don't know what to ask for yet. I'm waiting. The new Argos catalogue is out in a few weeks, literally. Their winter edition comes out in the middle of summer. Go figure. But I'm very excited about it because it means I can go through it and ring different toys that I want from
Excellent.
Santa.
Well, you gave me a DVD player for my birthday, so I have high hopes for Christmas.
That's a good point. I did. Mm. I was a bit generous on your birthday time.
You set the bar a bit higher there, didn't you?
Man, so you're not going to accept a pack of sweets. Next part of the Kiss Breakfast podcast with Matt and Caroline. That's us. Hello. If you just tuned in, then that's weird. Why have you fast-forwarded to this part? Why didn't you listen to the beginning?
Maybe they've got a really short attention span like me.
Maybe you just assume the first 10 minutes is going to be shit. So you just fast forward.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. Someone else with a really short attention span on occasions is the lovely Miss Garner. And the other week we had a fabulous party in Bath called Kiss Rocks the House 3.
Ah, yes.
It was wonderful. And we consumed a lot of alcoholic beverages. Amy Garner didn't, though. She was quite convinced that she was, in fact, ill for real reasons the next day and not because of a hangover, which she told us repeatedly. Coincidentally, though, she seemed to lose a lot of interest in the show that day. She got a little bit apathetic.
Because she was ill and not trolley.
Of course. Yeah. And in fact, to the point where she got bored by her own showbiz.
Amy, what's happening in the world of entertainment this morn?
Okay, well, this is about... I'm really excited.
The enthusiasm.
Yeah. Well into it.
Different polls that have been done. Firstly, Halle Berry has been voted the sexiest black woman alive. She beat Beyoncé and Naomi Campbell. My second poll is the UK's favourite television hero. It's Gene Hunt from Life on Mars, who's played by Philip Glenister. He fought off competition from Kiefer Sutherland's Jack Bauer in 24 and Doctor Who.
Was this survey done in Bored Housewives Monthly by any chance?
There you go.
Thank you. There's more showbiz.
It's the best showbiz you've ever done.
I'll try and put more enthusiasm into my total Kiss bulletin.
Right, listen, just before midday.
Amy, I don't give a stuff, Garner.
This is Matt and Caroline with the Kiss Breakfast Podcast, episode number 3. Yeah, yeah.
Nice to have you.
It is. And, you know, you're listening to a show that is not only listened to by 99.999% of South Wales and the West. Fact. ish, but also by the celebs.
Hi Matt, it's Bianca. Just say love you loads and have a fantastic day.
That's Bianca Gascoigne.
Very pretty girl, but oh my god, she sounds thick.
Ah.
Oh, oh, that just popped out of my mouth. Oh, that's naughty.
I think it's true though, but I'd still f*** her.
Do you know what? So would I.
Would ya?
Yeah.
Oh, can I come?
If I had a I would.
Don't worry, it's not just me that gets the mentions. There's a mention for both of us on this one from another showbiz guest.
What's up, guys? This is Uncle Jam. We're with Matt and Caroline.
Caroline.
We're hanging with them for the day.
Hanging.
And we're really, really excited
to be here with you on Kiss 101.
Thank you.
Poor old Uncle Jam. They were very good, but they just kind of disappeared without a trace.
Yeah.
They did a nice, lovely, jingly, jangly song, and then off they went.
But that's because we stopped playing their record for sounding so f***ing miserable on that clip.
That's what happens. That's what you get.
If you're going to come in and be a guest on this show, be happy at least. Listen to them.
What's up, guys? This is Uncle Jam. We're with Matt and Caroline.
And they're just like bored, aren't they?
And we are vengeful.
Mm-hmm. So we stopped playing their records, and then everyone said, "Who's Uncle Jam?" Don't know who they are anymore. No idea. Next part of the Kiss Breakfast podcast is where we just jumble up a whole bunch of stuff from the last 7 days that you can enjoy with your ears.
This has no title, we just call it random crap. Chloe Madeley will be making her debut in FHM this month. So
really?
They also decided, you know, credit crunch, can't play the gas bar this month. So come on, love, get your kit off, off you go.
Fair play. She is actually quite fit.
She is actually.
But
yeah,
she has Richard and Judy as parents. Yeah.
It does feel a bit weird, doesn't it? It's kind of like your cousin doing it.
It's like every time you went round for a meal, Richard would open the door and the first thing he'd say would be, "Welcome back." And
yeah,
he'd be like, "Oh, no, welcome back.
And he does that thing with his arms. It's like, never mind.
And then he'd start saying, talking about his and Judy's sex life.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes, that's brilliant. And it's just brilliant. And I love you.
Shout out to Joe, who says, Joe here. I just thought I'd say Caroline is quite fit.
Oh, thank you.
But he's actually written, I just thought I'd say Caroline is quit fit.
At least he didn't say quite fat. Could have been worse.
That's a good point. You're quit fit. Are you a quit fit fitter?
I am. You can't get quicker.
I don't know
what I'm saying now.
Looser.
No idea.
You can't get looser than a quit fit fitter.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
It's a pleasure. Anytime. Hello to the person who says, "Come on, guys. Caroline may be a bit think, but she's think in a cute way. I love her."
I think they mean thick.
It's fabulous.
Good. Thank you.
Is Amy Winehouse addicted to tanning?
Yes, she is.
Oh, I'm on fire today.
I'm not so sure there's anything that she can't be addicted to, but I maybe this could be turned on its head, because if she's addicted to tanning, it suggests like you could actually get her hooked on anything. So maybe people should start waving like bunches of grapes in front of her nose and they're going, "No, you can't have them. You can't have them." And then she'll want them. Or, you know, so it's like reverse psychology. She'll get addicted to healthy things and maybe they can bring her back, you know, from the dead.
Look,
so.
Amy, I've got vitamins.
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah. Vitamin C, but you can't have them.
We have a daily chore here at Kiss 101 where when we come in the morning, we don't know who it is, but someone has a smelly head and they use Caroline's headphones. And every day, Cara comes in
I don't think it's just one person. I think it's a few people.
You think?
It's a certain breed of bloke who doesn't necessarily have a shower before they come in, because they might not have been to bed yet, eats lots of kebabs, you know, and just leeches it into the headphones. And we've got some leather ones, which are old ones, which I think don't absorb it so much, so they don't smell as bad. And we've got some new cloth ones, which are our new high-tech headphones, but they really, really absorb smell. And there is not one pair of headphones now that does not smell of unwashed bloke, and it's just not very nice.
I don't notice it with mine because
you are a bloke.
Well, I'm a bloke, so yeah. I don't know. Do they? Mine smell all right.
Give it.
Have a smell. Maybe I'm a bloke. They smell a bloke. What are they?
Oh no, they smell a bloke.
Really?
Yeah. What? To me, that smells like a teenage boy's bedroom.
That doesn't.
No. The actual ear bit.
Oh God.
See?
Oh, I've not noticed that
before.
See what I mean?
It's gross. Absolutely gross.
It takes me back to my youth.
So I've anti-backed the ones I want to use and hung them out the window again.
She came into the kitchen today, opened up the cupboard, got the, what is it, antibacterial disinfectant or something rather than just started squirting it all over the headphones. I'm like, does that not hurt the headphones?
I was like, I don't care, they smell disgusting.
Smelly headphones. The hard work we have in our life here.
Yes.
The things we complain about here at Kiss. It's a hard life being on the radio. You get smelly headphones for crying out loud.
But it's like, once you've noticed it, it doesn't go away. And it's like, it surrounds me all day. It makes me feel a little bit sick.
So that's the thing. I'd not noticed it until you just pointed it out
will.
Then. Okay, then. Yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all
better way of introducing something by a 1, 2, 3, 4. So I went to see the Lighthouse Family years ago. Do you remember the Lighthouse Family?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And when it was Ocean Drive and what was the other crap?
I don't know. It all sounded the same. It was all very plunkety plonkety. Everything's going to be lovely. Kind of musical Valium.
And on stage, they come on and they're like, all right, we're going to get you moving. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then they just went to do. Awful. Right, it's time for Getting to Know You here on the Kiss Breakfast podcast. Every week, we ring someone up who's got in touch with the show over the past 7 days and just get to know them a little bit and give them prizes and stuff.
Because nice. That's nice.
Yeah, because often people, they text us with stuff, but they don't give us enough details, and we're like left wondering, you know, what?
Who are they?
Yeah, who are they? What are they?
What
like?
Are they?
Yeah, what's their plan?
Where are they?
All of these questions, they buzz
Why
around.
Why are they?
Yeah, all right, you stop now. So here comes today's. We're going to ring someone back. Her name is Becky, I believe.
Ooh.
This is someone who got in touch with the show on, I think it was Monday. This makes for fun radio, doesn't it? Did you just burp?
Yes.
Not as good as me.
I need... You know what? If you give me a bottle of Coca-Cola, I'll bet the alphabet.
The alphabet?
Yeah. I can. After a bottle of Coke, I can. Or a beer.
Next podcast, I'm bringing Coca-Cola.
And the continents, if you really push me. I had a competition with my brother and we discovered that. So.
Really?
Yeah. I won. I can't burp on...
Hello?
Didn't expect that. Hi.
We were having a lovely conversation about burping we were on so long. Sorry.
Hello, is that Becky?
It is, yeah.
Becky, it's Matt and Caroline at Kiss here.
Hi.
Hello, you all right?
Yes, fine, thank you.
Why the hell did you just take so long to answer the phone?
Because I just on my way back from Musical Tots taking my son.
Right, okay.
So I was just coming out and I could feel my handbag vibrating, so I was just getting him in the car first.
We were just having a chat. We forgot it was still ringing. It was ringing for about 10 minutes. Don't you have an answer phone to kick in or anything?
No, I don't, no.
Good job, because otherwise it would have gone to answer phone and we'd have phoned someone else.
It would, that's true.
Becky, have you got a second?
I do, yes.
Right, we're currently, you're, by the way, you're on the Matt and Caroline podcast, episode 3. Are you excited?
Okay, I'm very excited, yes.
And it's time for our competition.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about
Hello?
You.
We're still here, we're playing music.
We just had to make room for Julie, that's all.
But Julie had to do a little bit of sing-song. Becky, you got in touch with us earlier this week, and what we do on the Matt and Caroline podcast when we record it is we phone someone back who's got in touch with the show just to find out a little bit more about what they were on about when they got in touch with the show. Now, you text us on Monday, I think it was.
I did, yeah.
Here's the text. Hi, Matt and Caroline. We're off to Alton Towers today, staying in the hotel, which is nice. And then it says, 2 whole days without our kids.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but when you go to Alton Towers, if you've got children, you take...
No. They're too small, you see. Our eldest, she's 9, and we went to Florida last year, and she could go on all the rides, but she's too small to go on the Manhattan Towers, so she'd have been so disappointed.
I actually really approve of this. Adults going, no, stuff the kids, we want to play!
See, and the other one, he's only 2, so he couldn't go.
Right, you see, now you've explained this. You see, at the time, we just thought you were a really bad parent.
You were saying I was a really bad mother. No. I know who I heard you.
Good parents.
Yeah, good
because
parents.
Because they'd fall out of the little, you know, head thing. Exactly. They'd just slip straight out.
They were and the problem would be, you and your other half, you'd be there with the kids, you'd have to just leave them on the side while you go on the rides.
Then, yeah, so actually we were being good parents.
You were being very good
parents. We're leaving them with their grandparents, so they were happy and well looked after.
Oh, grandparents love that. Grandparents live for grandchildren.
Yeah.
It's their entire hobby.
It is, yeah. That's what grandparents...
I don't know if my mother would agree with that.
Listen, did you have a good time at the old towers?
Yeah, we did have a lovely time, thank you. A bit cold, but it was good fun.
Best ride? What was the best ride?
I love air. I really love air.
Air is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's because you feel like you're flying.
I haven't been on air yet.
It's really, really good, yeah.
It's the flying. Did you go on Rita? Because I remember recommending you go on Rita, Queen of Speed.
We went on Rita twice, actually, because we stayed. So you get to go in an hour before the park opens to the public.
That's
so we
right.
We went on that twice.
Because I stayed at the hotel once. They let you in before and you're sort of running around quickly.
Oh, man, that's
in.
Like a really...
But only some rides are open and it's a bit of a con, really. So we managed to queue early for Rita, so we got on it twice. So
good.
We went front row as well. So
the G-force when you go on Rita just propels you. It's worth checking out. Any other favourite rides there? Any other things that took your attention?
My husband, he really likes Nemesis. He really
I love Nemesis
that.
Too.
Classic.
Yeah, he likes that.
And what's the one?
No, it's just good.
What's Oblivion? Did you go on Oblivion?
We did, yes. Ooh, we went on Oblivion. Yeah, we went front row on that as well because we kind of had no kids, so we could wait as long as we wanted, you see.
That's the thing, because the thing that annoys me a little bit about Haunted House is now they have this separate queue, whereas if you're on your own or you you get to skip the whole queue, and if you're in a couple, it's like, I really want to just leave you behind while I go on the ride.
Yeah, that's it. 12 years of bliss down the pan, really. It's like, no, all for a ride. You stay there. Don't care.
So you had a good time. I'm glad. That's good. We're glad to hear this. And you see, now we're updated. We just thought you were being bad parents, but in actual fact, you were being sensible, leaving little people behind while you enjoyed it.
We were being very sensible, yeah.
And you're taking your little one to a fun thing for them today. So that's
even better. And actually, you made us guilted us so much that we went, when you're there, you can buy tickets to come back at a later date for £13. So we bought those, so we're going to take them back on the school holiday.
We're practically a public service.
Yeah,
obviously,
we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should so have children. We're amazing.
One more question. Did you have any of the donuts that they sell there?
No, because last time my husband and I went, last September, we bought a box of 12 and we ate them and we were both violently sick that night. So neither of us could face the donuts.
I'd be honest, I've never had better donuts than the ones they sell there because they're hot and
last
lovely.
Last time we were so sick that we just said no.
I don't have a great track record with donuts from just sort of stands by the wayside, but possibly because I combine them with port, which isn't a good idea.
Well, actually, do you know what they do now? They do waffles, and you can get hot waffles with a scoop of ice cream.
Oh,
and
no.
That was very nice. I did have that twice.
That's wrong. Waffles are bird's eye potato waffles.
No,
waffly versatile.
No,
they're not,
no. But like French style waffles, they're great. Belgian waffles.
Yeah, but I think bird's eye potato waffles, waffly versatile. That's all I think when I think waffles.
Yes, but they're waffly horrible as well.
They're amazing.
Whereas, you know, the other ones, with you're so right. The syrup and the ice cream, it's a good taste.
It was very nice.
Anyway, Becky, whereabouts are you from, by the way?
I'm Melksham.
In Melksham. What do you do? Anything exciting?
I don't do anything.
That's what she does. Looks after that.
Can you not hear? That's what I do.
That is a full-time job.
It is, yes.
Listen, a very good one too.
Because we've now got to know you a little bit, we are going to send you a couple of prizes, some CDs, just for answering your phone, even though you did take several hours to answer.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We don't mind waiting. We've got nothing better to do.
You and my husband ringing me, to be honest, so I thought, well, he can wait.
I don't answer if it's the other half. Oh, it's only the other half, whatever.
We've got Pure Urban Essentials Summer 2008 double CD featuring the likes of Madonna, Wiley and Flo Rida, and Kelly Rowland's current album, Ms. Kelly.
Wow.
So they are yours. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Good ones this week, actually. We haven't given you any random crap or anything.
No, last week we gave away a really bad album, so at least you got something good this week. Well done. So well done to Becky, who blags herself the albums. Another chance to win next week. All you have to do is get in touch with the show, and at some point,
in some shape or form,
whether it's text, email, calling, at some point during the week, get in touch, and we could well be calling you back and sorting out some free stuff. Although I won't be on next week's podcast.
No. You won't.
Are you still doing one?
No, I don't think there's any point because I want you.
Aww.
Oh, we'll miss you.
God bless.
But we might do a little extra special getting to know you on the show.
Interesting. Okay. Right.
All be revealed.
If you're listening to this like any time near what the time is now, which is what, the 10th of July, which is Thursday.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then I'm away for the next week. Caroline is on the show. Getting to know you'll be on the show. And the podcast returns in 2 weeks.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Podcast back 2 weeks today, which I'm going to use some expensive math skills in my head now. 24th?
Correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll be doing it on the 24th, so you'll be able to download it in a couple of weeks' time, the next Kiss Breakfast podcast. Meantime, listen to her over there on Kiss 101 weekdays from 6 all week.
I thank you.
And if you don't get a chance to listen on 101 FM, you can listen in the Bristol area on our relay transmitter, which is 97.2 FM. Bit of additional information there. Also DAB online at turtlekiss.com/101 and in your ears just outside our studio.
You could press your head against the window, but it's quite high up, so only for your window cleaner, I'm guessing.
And also because it's soundproof, you're not going to hear anything, you're just going to see us talking, so it's
best. You can freak us out. So.
Yeah, which the window cleaner does on a regular basis.
It does.
So I recommend you listen via the radio. And we're back weekday 6. Caroline's here next week. I'm back in 2 weeks. Podcast back in 2 weeks. Enjoy your week. That was the Kiss Breakfast podcast. One more swear word from Caroline Cook, please.
Quit.
Wake up with Matt and Caroline. 6 till 9 weekday mornings.